Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
My dear friends, welcome to the show, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I'm bringing you the latest galactic news, as I do three times a week on Sunday and Monday on Finding Voices Radio and on Thursdays on BBS Radio, Station 1, where you are tuned in to right now. And I want to start off by giving some attention and prayers to the people that are imprisoned worldwide for reasons that are, people that are innocent, actually, that are in prison. We should think about them and remember them and send them love and light. And let's hope and pray that the situation, the liberation of the planet, will occur as soon as possible. And we have to play an active role in this, all of us. It's for certain that we must not sit still, but really be proactive. Now, that being said, I'm very happy to be with you again and to share with you the latest news that I have here. And one of the websites that I look every day, more than one time a day, is the Galactic Free Press. It's called soundofheart.org/Galactic Free Press. And Father Mother God, incarnated right now on planet Earth, are sharing the latest news with us in a positive way. And this news is helping us to stay positive and to continue and to go forward and to stay in tune with the light of the Creator, because love and light is really where it's all about. It's all about compassion, it's about forgiveness, it's about love. Love is the only reality. And there's just a channeling from Archangel Metatron and guides and angels about the illusion of time. You can find it on the Galactic Free Press. It's a beautiful message. And there are so many things going on right now. And you know that the UFO news is more and more reported in the mainstream media right now. That's amazing. It's more and more being aired on mainstream news in Europe, around the world. And there are more UFO sightings in all airports. Things are starting to develop now in a very positive way. There's not any more this, how can I call it, this cover-up. It's something is changing in the air. You can see it and feel it. And spirituality is, of course, the knowledge of the soul. And the knowledge of the soul is the true knowledge, the true science that there is no end to life. There is eternal life. There are many lifetimes we have on this planet and other planets. And there is an ongoing course of life in where we incarnate in different bodies. And now it's the time of ascension. It means that with this body, we can ascend to a higher plane of existence with a crystalline body and be in the higher planes of existence. It's also promising what's happening right now. And our Prime Creator is working through all of us, because we are experiencing His creation. He is experiencing His creation through us, Father, Mother, God. So we are very rich to live in this lifetime on planet Earth, on Gaia, to live all those amazing changes through. And you can feel that the love is increasing, the love around us with the people, regular people, normal people. Everybody is changing. And that's very good news. Now, we have started the new year and it seems like the time is slowing down a bit. Don't know why exactly, but you know, we had the festivities in December, then we had the new year, and now we are in January, already in the second week, and it's going so slow. But at the same time, a lot of things are developing behind the scenes. And I want to read for you a message from Valerie Donner, a message from Mira from the Pleiadian High Council. Greetings, I am Mira. As you know, I'm still working with the Earth Council. This is my primary assignment and will be for some more Italy years. First, I want to assure you that we are real and present on the Earth. We want to relieve any doubt of who we are, why we are here on Earth, and what we are doing. Our mission is a big one, although there are many other members from other star systems who are also assisting to Earth. At the present, there is a lot of chaos, and that makes a matching need for peace and calm. We monitor these energies constantly. For some reason, humans constantly surprise us with how they can get into trouble. The emergence of radiation from the country of Japan is an additional problem. We are there and have been there since before it happened. The situation continues to require the utmost diligence and care. Our scientists are experts in this issue, however, we cannot intervene and undo everything that humans created. They must participate in this need for cleanup. Unfortunately, it is affecting marine life and all of life. Humanity is learning some important lessons about the use of this type of energy. There are alternatives that are far superior and less dangerous. These must be brought to the forefront. The technology is already there. In the meantime, there is great sadness about what is happening to marine life, to the people in Japan, as well as other places where this is reaching. Humanity must learn that greed and lack of respect for the earth and life will not create a sustainable future. We are your brothers and sisters. We are with you because we love you and we are part of you. We have been on the earth for eons of time. Little do you know our faces or the faces of others who also came from the Pleiades. Some of you have recognition of each other that you have known in the Pleiades or other star systems. Your DNA is comprised of some of our DNA, so let's say we know each other. One way or the other, we are connected. Part of our purpose is to help other planets ascend. The Earth is one that we love the most. It is the most beautiful of all planets. We are present to make sure that she is not destroyed. We don't want you to think that this situation with your waters is futile, but we want you to be more helpful and aware. Humanity cannot continue to go about their lives like everything will always be the same, for this is untrue. The choices that are made now must be about how to cope with the events that have occurred and how to creatively heal the earth as a collective. Going about one's life as separate from everyone else is futile. We will begin to see more and more what we mean by that. You are meant to live together cooperatively and not competitively. You will need to band together to assist the earth and each other, as well as all parts of life. We will be working together with you in the fullest extent in the near future. This fact could rattle some people who do not believe in the star families, but let me assure you that they will be blessed that we are here. Know that we only come in peace, love and helpfulness. We need all of these futures and much more. Get ready to become more connected with your galactic neighbors, family and friends. This is the only way to get through the challenges and for the Earth and those who choose to ascend also. I am Mira from the Pleiades sending you love and healing. Now that is a beautiful message from Valerie Donner, received by Valerie Donner from Mira from the Pleiadian High Council. And this is giving hope, because I have the feeling that we really need to get in contact with the Star Brothers and Star Sisters to assist us to clean up the planet and to introduce the new clean technologies so that we can live a prosperous future on this beautiful sphere all together. We are one. We are created from love. And hope that we are free at last very soon. Now, there are some interesting messages occurring on Facebook about a lady who was interviewed by Alfred Lambert Weber in Belgium. She was arrested because she was making legal action against the European Union to stop chemtrails and to stop HARP technology and to stop implants. And she was examined by a psychiatrist and then released because the psychiatrist couldn't see anything wrong with her. And he was quite open-minded, luckily for her. So things are happening at the top level now that are creating panic amongst the leaders, the dark leaders. And so things are really changing on all levels. And I have selected some beautiful music for this show. And I'm going to ask Donald to play Punjab from Karunesh, track number 3 from Global Spirit. Beautiful music. Here it comes.
Thank you.
All right, it was a beautiful song from Karunes, one of my favorite artists. And the story about Karunes is really special because he was in a rock band, actually death metal band in the 80s. And then he had a motorcycle accident. And when that happened, he was for 3 months in a coma. And when he came out of the coma, but during the coma, he experienced some love and light experiences. So when he came out of the coma, he started to make, in 1989, beautiful music under the artist name Karunes. My friends, look him up. He is amazing and he makes amazing music. Also, he uses in some of his albums world music, like from India and Africa and other indigenous people. But the overall sound of his music is positive and loving and connecting us all in the heart. So on my website on BBS Radio, if you go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, you can see that there is a PayPal button where you can help me to maintain the show. And I'll be very happy with a little donation if you can miss it, or a kind donation if you can miss it, so that I can continue my work here and interview interesting guests like Edgar Mitchell and others to bring out the latest galactic news. That's just for your information. And let's see what I have in store for you, what other news. I was just looking around on several websites. The thing is, people are getting more positive and more loving, and that's the beautiful news. And the weather has been so cold in the States, it's amazing. That's really unbelievable. So the weather is getting more extreme everywhere, more dry, more wet, more hot, more cold, everything more extreme. So it could be that 1 year it's very cold, like last year in Europe, it was a very cold winter. But now we have a very warm winter. Ridiculous warm. I mean, it's almost, today it was almost 16 degrees Celsius, which is way above the scale for this time of the year. So, let's stay positive and create altogether this new paradigm we are all waiting for. And time is at our hand, and we will never regret things we did wrong. We will only regret good things I did for the wrong people. So you see, we have to become a team of light workers from all over the world, or light warriors, that are creating the change. And we have to write our newspapers and our television station and our politicians that we need a change, that we need disclosure. You can write the White House, you can call the White House. The number is 202-456-1111 and ask for disclosure and ask it kindly, because we need to go and enter the new paradigm. It's very important. It's imperative. Oh yes, my friends, we have been waiting a long time for this, and now we need to put the pressure on and keep doing what we are doing, even with more passion. Because we are the ones we've been waiting for, and we know this is the truth. We want to get this out, and we want to know that our space family is here. We know it, but we want it to be confirmed. And you can also invite them telepathically, like Stephen Greer does in the CE5 initiative. Ask them to come down, to show their lightships, to show them they are here, because we need them. We need wisdom for the planet. Because the way it's happening now, we are burning the planet to the ground. We really need to change. Not only our attitude, but also our actions. We cannot continue to live on fossil fuels. Not good. We need clean energy, and we know it exists. It's there, my friends. We know it is there. And there are also many petitions now on the internet, on change.org and avaz.org, that are demanding disclosure for everybody. And you know, number 2014 is number 7. If you add 2, 1, and 4, you get a 7. And 7 stands for truth. So I think this will be the year of truth, finally. Let's hope it's true, and let's keep going all together. You're almost there, my friends. And it's also important to stay grounded, to clean yourself, to drink clean water. Very important. And life is so interesting, you know. You get to meet such interesting people via the internet that you have never met in this lifetime, but on Facebook you connect with them and you can share all the knowledge, like you're family and you know each other a long time. And that's nice. Okay, so I'm looking for news. Well, besides that, there were a few airports shut down last week by UFOs. We see the same old story going on with the so-called Muslim terrorists, which they are not. Because I think the whole crisis in Syria is created by mind control. Mind controlling people in the Middle East. An extraterrestrial presence engaging the new human race. It's no longer about lights in the sky, it's about lies on the ground. And you know that our friend Stephen Bassett has created the Paradigm Research Group and is aiming for disclosure. And there's a nice post here. Disclosure does happen. It's a Facebook group and there are a bunch of videos that are proving that is true. And I will just play a little part of it. A little part, sorry about that, of this evidence. Here it comes. In just a few seconds, I will give you a nice speech from Dr. Stephen Greer. The final sequence, my friends. So open your ears for this amazing piece of information.
Muchas gracias.
And he said it was traveling 10,000 miles plus.
And they were going somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the audio of this piece of equipment is not really good, so I will just skip that. But look for Dr. Stephen Greer presents Contact and Disclosure, the final sequence, on YouTube, and you will find very good information there. So sorry about the audio, but it's better to listen it in your free time. Okay, but you know, there are so many witnesses. So many witnesses. Dr. Robert Salas and Dr. Edgar Mitchell. There are so many names of people that have presented real evidence and real testimonies of what happened. And it's still happening. So my friends, we are really coming closer to a very nice lifetime on planet Earth. And now I want to ask Donald to play the next song from the album Global Spirit, which is Bombay Pure, track number 8. Beautiful music.
अभयप्रदां मणिगणै नानाविधै भूषिता ಶಂಖ ಪದ್ಮ ನಿಧಿಯುಕ್ತ
Okay, that was Bombay Pure from a beautiful musician, beautiful music he makes. His name is Kaur Nash. Look him up. And for the last part of the show, I'm going to bring you something very special from an audiobook. Very beautiful information from a lady called Barbara Marginiak. And it's called Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings from the Pleiades. And this is one part 1 out of 8. And this is going to bring you some basic information about how ET contact is going to happen on this planet. It is up-to-date information, and it's wonderful information. I'm signing off now, and you can listen to this Teachings from the Pleiades for the rest of the show. You know that I love you all, and that I will be back on Sunday and Monday. And I just want to thank the team from BBS Radio, especially Donald and Douglas, for doing their amazing job and keeping this station in the air. And of course, all the program makers like myself that are doing this. But we are the number one non-mainstream media station in the world. And let's keep it that way and let's bring out the truth all together. And let's hope that this year is going to be magic for all of us. So thank you for listening and enjoy Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings from the Pleiades. Love you all. Namaste.
Are here. We are the Pleiadians, a collective of energy from the Pleiades. We have a long history. Our ancestors came from another universe that had achieved completion, a universe. You are simply working on a planet coming to completion, and we are here to help you with that task. This completion or transformation has been heralded by many for eons. It is an important time. What happens on Earth now will affect the entire universe. Our ancestors were some of the original planners of Earth, orchestrators who seeded worlds and civilizations with creativity and love. Because of their qualifications, they like to orchestrate worlds just as conductors love to conduct. Our ancestors are also your ancestors, and we like to call you our ancient family, as indeed you are. Our ancestors gave their DNA to the original planners, and this DNA became part of the DNA of the human species. A transition is about to occur, a dimensional shift that will lessen the density of the third dimension so that you will move into higher dimensions in which the body does not have such a solid state. You have come here because you wish to master the evolutionary process and be able to live with it. This is going to be very exciting because it means that you are going to function in many realities. There are multitudes of cultures and societies that exist throughout the vastness of space, and these societies and cultures have been on and off this planet from the very beginning. It is not just that we, the Pleiadians, have come to assist. We are only one grouping from one star system. There are many who have journeyed here for many reasons. The majority of the extraterrestrials are here for your upliftment, though there are also those who are here for other reasons. You are magnificent beings, members of the family of light, and you come to Earth at this time on assignment to create a shift, to make a change, to assist in the transition. Love is the key. Love is what makes up the universe. The present technology on Earth will only develop to a certain extent because mankind does not yet understand that love is necessary. Energy can take all forms of creativity, but when one is dealing with greed or hatred or any emotion that is not working towards light, one is only allowed to go so far. There is only so much information that is available to that sort of vibration. Love is the basic building block, so when one has love, all possibilities exist. Bringing back the concepts of light, which are information, and love, which is creativity, is the plan. It takes renegades like the Family of Light to come into a system that has been primarily dark for eons and change it. It is a vast plan you are participating in. All of you jumped at the chance to be here in such a challenging place at such a challenging time. You were certain you could do it. Also, you were told before you came here that there would be much assistance and that at different junctures of your development, different entities would present themselves upon the planet in different capacities to trigger you, fire you up, and remind you not to do it for you. We are one of those triggers, a catalyst. When you hear the name Pleiadians, you feel a connection because we are assisting you in bringing your own information, your own knowing, forward. We, the group that speaks to you, are intending to fill our own resume with some interesting experiences. When we first began speaking in 1988, our collective consisted of 50 to 75 entities, some physical, some non-physical, all Pleiadian. Our numbers have been growing, and our collective now consists of well over 100 entities from many different systems. We can now be called Pleiadians Plus. There are those in our reality who do not believe that we can accomplish what we have set out to do with you. They feel that we are taking too many chances and too many risks, yet they are sitting on the edges of their seats to see what will happen. We are here to assist, to teach, and to evolve as we go through this process together. We give our version of things only to bring you into higher consciousness. We do not wish to say that this version and only this version is how it is. This whole teaching is designed with a great purpose in mind, and the stories that we tell you are set up to take you to a higher plane of consciousness. That is our intention. We wish to throw out ideas for your consideration. We wish to encourage you not to get stuck on any one idea, and also to embrace what you are hesitant about or are fearful of. Realize that when you face the so-called dark portions or shadow portions of yourself, you are creating an opportunity of liberation for all concerned. This comes back to the first and final tenet, thought creates. No matter what situation you find yourself in, it is the power of your thoughts that got you there. It is also the impeccable belief that thought creates that will transform your experience and the planetary existence. You yourself chose to be here. You are on assignment to bring memory forward and to bring the value of human existence back to the forefront of creation. You are needed. You have been in training for this assignment for lifetimes, and you did not come unprepared. All that you need to know now is inside of you, and it is your task to remember your training. This is not a lifetime when you are going to be taught new information. As we said before, this is the lifetime when you are going to remember what you already know, and we are just here to remind you of it. That is part of our assignment. Humanity is an experiment. Humanity has been designed, as has just about everything else that exists within creation. Prime Creator began experimenting with creation a long time ago in this universe for the purpose of greater self-exploration, self-gratification, and self-expression. Prime Creator brought energies and essences of life, extensions of itself, into this universe and endowed those extensions with the gifts that it had. Prime Creator said to these extensions of itself, "Go out and create and bring all things back to me." This was quite a simple assignment, was it not? These extensions of Prime Creator, which we will call Creator Gods, went out and began to experiment with Prime Creator's energy as it existed within themselves. They began to create their own hierarchy, which in turn created other hierarchies. Each succeeding hierarchy created another hierarchy to endow it with its own essence and to assist in the development of this universe. Eventually, in one of the galactic systems, a plan came together to design Earth as an intergalactic exchange center of information. It was an incredible plan. Earth was a beautiful place, located on the fringes of one of the galactic systems and easily reached from other galaxies. It was close to many way portals, the highways that exist for energies to travel throughout space. Some of the creator gods were master geneticists. The master geneticists designed various species, some human, some animal, by playing with the varieties of DNA that the sentient civilizations contributed to make Earth into this exchange center of information, this light center, this living library. The original planners of Earth were members of the Family of Light, beings who worked for and were associated with an aspect of consciousness called light. Light is information. The Family of Light created the information center they had conceived of. They designed a place where galaxies would contribute their information and where all would be able to participate and share their specific knowledge. Earth was to be a cosmic library, a place of incredible beauty that experimented with how information could be stored through frequencies and through the genetic process. The project of the Living Library on Earth was eventually fought over. It looked enticing enough to be owned by some. During Earth's early history, there were wars in space for ownership of this planet. Skirmishes took place, and Earth became a place of duality. Certain creator gods who had the right to do whatever they wanted, because Earth is a free will zone, came in and took over. When this skirmish occurred, a certain group of entities fought in space and won the territory of Earth. These new owners did not want the native Earth species, the humans, to be informed of what took place. Uninformed, the species would be easier to control. That is why light is information and darkness is lack of information. These entities beat out light and Earth became their territory. These new owners who came here 300,000 years ago are the magnificent beings spoken of in your Bible, in the Babylonian and Sumerian tablets, and in texts all over the world. They came to Earth and rearranged the native human species. They rearranged your DNA in order to have you broadcast within a certain limited frequency band whose frequency could feed them and keep them in power. The original human was a magnificent being whose 12 strands of DNA were contributed by a variety of sentient civilizations. When the new owners came in, they worked in their laboratories and created versions of humans with a different DNA, the two-stranded double helix DNA. The original DNA pattern was left within the human cells, yet it was not functional. It was split apart, unplugged. Within human cells are light-encoded filaments, fine gossamer threads of energy that carry information. When these gossamer threads are working together like a cable, the way fiber optics works, they form the helix of your DNA. When you were rearranged, you were left with the double helix. Anything that was unnecessary for survival and that would keep you informed was unplugged, leaving you with only a double helix that would lock you into controllable, operable frequencies. We, as Pleiadians, came back through time into what would perhaps be called our past, in the vestige of representatives of light. We came back in order to share a frequency with you, a frequency that each one of you has agreed to carry on this planet in order to change the DNA of the rearranged human race. The plan to change the frequency modulation affecting the human species entails the rebundling of your DNA and of the light-encoded filaments. Earth is assisting, in its own way, the evolution of the universe. It is where the plan begins to blossom. And what happens on Earth is going to affect many, many worlds. Your DNA will evolve from two helixes to 12 helixes. These 12 helixes correspond to energy centers or chakras inside and outside of your body. This process is an incredible evolutionary leap for one to be involved in, and it is going to take place on an accelerated path for the next 20 years. There are those who have already received a realignment of the 12 strands of DNA, the 12 helixes. These 12 spiral strands of DNA interact with one another in the body and outside of the body. The connection of the 12 strands means that the 12 energy or information centers can begin to function and send information back and forth to one another. When human DNA begins to rebundle as a 12-stranded helix system and this information is acted upon, there will be incredible power. Individuals, simply by coming together and jointly intending what they want, jointly becoming a telepathic receptacle for energies from all over the cosmos, will change the face of the universe. There will be a merging of identities, a merging of cultures, an infusion of many new world orders, and there will be much chaos and confusion. As members of the family of light, you can simply observe this, knowing that chaos and confusion must come to break down the system so that it can be rebuilt with light. As members of the family of light, you can understand that there is an evolutionary process taking place, and that those who can handle the changing frequencies by all means will evolve. There are many misconceptions about the idea of godhood. The universes are full of intelligent beings who have, over time, evolved and developed all sorts of capabilities and functions to serve their needs to express themselves creatively. The importance behind existence and consciousness is creativity, and creativity takes many forms. Eons ago, Earth was but a thought in the mind of great beings who had set before themselves the task of creating new forms of existence. Many of these beings affected the creation of this universe, and you have termed them God. In actuality, they were extraterrestrial, light-bearing energies far removed from Prime Creator. We rarely use the term God with a big G. If we were to use that term, we would be referring to the entity we know as Prime Creator. Prime Creator, in its own personal implosion through love, endowed all things with consciousness. All things are Prime Creator on Prime Creator's journey. The evolution of consciousness and the ability to house information is what allows one to come into the proximity of Prime Creator. Many people on Earth have felt that they have merged with God. They may have merged with a portion of Prime Creator that best suited their vibration at the time. The total vibration of Prime Creator would destroy the physical vehicle in an instant, because it cannot house that much information. Those that represent God to you are but a minute portion of Prime Creator. The Creator gods who have been ruling this planet have the ability to become physical, though mostly they exist in other dimensions. They keep Earth in a certain vibrational frequency while they create emotional trauma to nourish themselves. There are some beings who honor life before everything else, and there are also beings who do not honor life and do not understand their connection to it. The Creator gods are space beings who have their own home in space. They are also evolving. Before the takeover, about 300,000 years ago, many of the original team worked here to bring information and create this vast information center that was to be used to connect many galactic systems. Then there was a great war among the Creator gods, and the space beings, whose stories are in the ancient manuscripts of this planet, won the fight. They came here because they wanted this place for many of their own reasons. In Prime Creator's universe here, all things are allowed. Because all things are allowed, many lessons are learned. Who are these beings who came in and rent asunder the original plans for Earth? Who are these space beings we sometimes refer to as the dark t-shirts? These space beings are part human and part reptilian. We call them the Lizzies because we like to make things a little less emotional and a little humorous so that you don't take them so seriously and get so upset. We are not here to frighten you. We are here to inform you. Some creator gods created life just to have it take care of them or meet their needs. They have fed off your emotions. One of the big secrets that has been kept from you as a species is the richness and wealth that accompanies emotion. You have been steered away from exploring emotion because through emotion you can figure things out. Your emotions connect you with the spiritual body. The spiritual body, of course, is non-physical, existing on the multidimensional sphere. Within the Lizzie population, there are those who are benevolent and those who are malevolent. Why are we telling you all this? Why do you need to know it? You need to know it because the Lizzie reality is re-entering and merging with your dimension. You must make peace with them and merge with them to create an implosion of the collection of your soul. In this way, you can come back to Prime Creator. There have been many other creator gods, only some of which have had human form. Presently, your greatest state of unrest or discomfort comes from beings of a reptilian type of existence because they seem the most foreign to you. It has been our intention to expand your ideas of who your gods are because those gods will be returning to Earth. That is why the planet is going through such great turmoil. As you learn to hold the frequencies coming from the creative cosmic rays, you will be prepared to meet these gods. You must understand how to discern the extraterrestrial energies. This is a free will universe, so all forms of life are allowed here. If an energy attempts to frighten you, manipulate you, or control you, it is not an energy that would be in your highest interest to work with. You have a choice of who you work with. You are living in a most important time when energy is coming alive. The gods are here. You are these gods.